This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
We have everything today. We are loaded up. Welcome in. A couple things to clear the decks from Friday. I'm still amazed on Twitter. And I'd love to have you break this down. And I'll tell you what I said about it. I put up on Twitter, look, I respect those who say pay down the deficit. Don't get those Doge dollars, etc. And Doge is dominating the news. I'm very glad to see Kash Patel and Pete Hegseth say publicly to their employees, no, you don't have to answer this email from Elon Musk. RFK Jr. said you do. Wow. And there's a fear, I think it's way over the top, that some people might put in sensitive information about the five things you did last week. No, I like that Patel and Hegseth are exerting their authority. They're the ones that should be making more recommendations along with Doge. And you can say, well, you know, I like to see these people squirm. I get it. These fragile employees after all the abuses. But writing this down, they both have said, no, you don't have to do that. I'm glad to see they're in charge of their own organization. But this Doge dollars thing, the guy puts up on Twitter, well, I don't know what you don't get about paying down the debt with it. It's kind of like you keep on saying stolen. And I think the guy agrees with me. The money was stolen. Say someone steals your money. They catch the criminal, but he spent it. And they're making restitution. You're only going to get some of that back. Right. We're only going to get 20% back. 80% to paying down the debt. What a joke, allegedly. And the guy goes, well, when you get that money back after all that you've lost, you're telling people they ought to go on vacation with it, splurge, rather than paying down the mortgage. Oh, God. It's amazing. I love this debate because some of the dearest callers, friends, they're on the other side for various reasons, and I am, and I'm just even more, damn the torpedoes, bombs away. Give us that $5,000 or whatever it turns out to be if they don't save $2 trillion. And we're working on bringing you people. Now, suddenly, Dan tells me we may not have the architect of this on. I don't know if he's afraid now that he's under such pressure. He was scheduled for Wednesday. We're going to still continue to try to get him on. Are people coming after him? I just think this is a really interesting test. And I respect that people making arguments about why. But the bottom line argument of Mike Johnson and these guys, You know it and I know it. They're not going to stop spending. They will not stop doing it, even the Republicans, with rare exceptions. So then why do we cling to that, that somehow or another catastrophe's there? And if we get the $5,000 to Americans to at least get something out of this theft, the world's going to end. They're the ones that continue to end the world. 855-839-1210. Elon Musk making one argument on the email that I saw that I like. You have significant numbers of people he claims. Now, I'm not sure if this is a backup type of thing, that never checked their email. So that's why he was a test, particularly over the weekend. I mean, producers know they have to check their email. This is that type of job. The federal government, I don't know what the rule is, but don't you think you ought to check your email once or twice over the weekend? But I like Hegseth and Patel saying, no, we're in charge here. We'll make determination about how to filter this out. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get a line. So we'll be joined by Brian Kilmeade, who had this back and forth with President Trump. And Pete Hegseth yesterday landed on the argument that he's sticking by. He's saying, why would we say that Russia was the aggressor when we're trying to broker a peace deal? Oh, I don't know, because that's the truth. You know, this idea that you're going to flatter or around the edges, you're going to make Putin demand less, is just folly. I mean, it's folly. We know that Russia invaded. You know, stop all these other silly arguments. We know how bad Zelensky is. Henry, I didn't see it on the sheet. I guess because it was just translated. Maybe, you know, Zelensky speaking in Ukrainian or whatever the language is. But he said over the weekend with Biden, I didn't think these monies were a loan. I thought they were just a grant. We're giving you the money. I am completely on board with Trump demanding these so-called rare earth minerals, aluminum and the like, in order to kind of make good on all that we've done for them, a deal that would enhance them, but also we get something back. There's nothing wrong with that. This is Cut 15, though. Here's David Brooks, New York Times alleged conservative who often goes after Trump. Here's his take on Trump demanding that the Ukrainians pay some of this back by cutting us in on aluminum and other things that are in demand. They're going to be enhanced by it, but they should pay us back as best they can. Here's what he said.
What about this idea, and I've heard this from some Trump allies, that it's high time we had an American leader who acted in such a way that effectively forces Europe to take control of their own security, that you could point to Dwight Eisenhower back in the 1950s who raised concerns about Europe's sort of lackadaisical approach to their own security?
Yeah, that's a valid point. I mean, they haven't been paying it. As long as the Cold War was going on, they didn't have to pay their dues. And so now they have to because the Cold War is over. So that arrangement was bound to end. But they have upped their spending. The amount of spending that Donald Trump wants Europe to pay as a percentage of GDP, we don't even do that. So it's an act of hypocrisy to say they're totally at the wrong. They're somewhat at the wrong. But that's really not what the core is here. Look at what Donald Trump has been doing to Ukraine over the last week. He sends the Treasury Secretary in there, and he hands him a piece of paper, said, basically hand us over 50% of your mineral rights. That is, I'm making you an offer you can't refuse. Mm-hmm. That is what, in ancient Rome, they would go into a little country and say, give us all your money or we'll kill your women.
Stop it right there, Henry. So, it is an offer they can't. He's not going to get 50%. That's the negotiating. That's the starting point. But he's correct. Ukraine does owe us. But I'm not going to be in the camp. I'm not going to twist myself into a pretzel. Neither is Brian Kilmeade, who did the interview with President Trump, to say, well, why are we continuing to say that maybe Russia wasn't the aggressor here? How can you start off from that? What's the point of doing that? We can go after Zelensky for any number of things correctly without having to say reality is not reality. Today's the day that Ukraine was invaded. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Now, I hate to be right on this one, but over the weekend, people started sending me stuff, and I was checking out through various sources and several sources now saying that your Philadelphia Eagles, as predicted, not only will not go to the White House, but you have potential people here saying the vote was overwhelming. And I wish these people would go on the record with the U.S. Sun and a couple of other publications. Newsweek has stuff up now. People are pretty angry, and they're angry on my Twitter. One star, they said, and I couldn't tell if this person was on the 2017 team or not, saying, we don't forget. What don't you forget? That you had a bunch of millionaires taking a knee, hateful. That's what it's about. It's not about the military or anything else. It's about the cops. And I defend the cops. That's what it's always been about. Cops are not racist. You ingrates don't study anything, know anything. You want to take a knee, there's a penalty for that. We don't like it. Trump didn't like it. He went on to say, we represent a city and a state pushing for equal rights, respects, and values that represent every human being. We won't forget what happened and the criticism we received for taking a stand against racism. All right. Now, again, I wish these people would not be anonymous. I wish the Philadelphia Eagles would tell their fans, tell the city, tell the country, no, we're not going. So how this may play out is we're a few weeks in, as predicted. Trump may not make, he might do one of two things. He may not make the public invite in order not to have them say they reject it. I think he should. We ought to be clear about this. How many times have we been through this? A lot. And the idea that people that tangentially, I guess, represent Philadelphia. Now, I see people saying crazy stuff on social media. Well, this is about the NFL, too. So do something to the NFL. The bottom line is you can't. You know it, and I know it. I don't think you really can do anything with Eagles football at this point. I see all these people saying they're not going to watch. They're so disappointed. I don't know why you wouldn't see this coming. Every team in the NFL, with a few exceptions, the Chiefs are one. I'm sure they have some players who wouldn't want to go or go. Seize with this stuff. We're back again to the George Floyd summer. We're back again to all that nonsense about racist cops. I never felt offended. They were taking a knee about the military. It's not about that and the national anthem and all that. That quote right there says it. We won't forget what happened and the criticism we received for taking a stand against racism. Really? So who are the racists? The cops. The cops are the racist. All right, Amber, you had a quick comment?
I think they just should have waited till Trump extended the invitation, because now it gives Trump the upper hand to throw the Eagles under the bus, and I don't want to see that happen.
Well, they deserve to be thrown on the bus. They don't want to go to the president of the United States. Why wouldn't they be thrown under the bus? You agree? Okay.
I thought they would. I just thought they'd, if they really wanted to stick it to him, they should have waited till he publicly offered and then been like, no. And now Trump has the upper hand to be like, I would have invited those Eagles to the office had they been, a little nicer to me.
Yeah, but that's the question is whether they ought to go or not.
Sure. I mean, they should go, but it's their decision ultimately not to. I don't,
Well, that's true. I just wish they wouldn't be so cowardly behind, I don't know how many subterfuges here. Just say it. No. Great number of players did not want to go to the White House. I mean, that's what some of these sources, it's Newsweek and the U.S. Sun, as predicted. All this idea, Dan Six, RIT comes back. All this idea that suddenly Trump is cool now, things are different after this election. You heard the one direct quote, we won't forget what happened and the criticism we received for taking a stand against racism. All right. It's hard for me to take a look at professional sports. This is one example. The Sixers with Joel Embiid and all that is another example. It's endless. If you're a fan with most teams in most situations of a lot of stuff that you have to overlook and just say, boy, I still love the enjoyment of the game, etc. I'm predicting that Eagles fans with this, a great number of them, people in Philadelphia, will support them. They'll think they're right for standing up to Trump. You got to face reality. Things haven't changed that much from the 2016 election to this election. just because Trump won Pennsylvania. It doesn't mean, and did better in Philadelphia, it doesn't mean a lot of people and their love of NFL football, and particularly the Eagles, they would overlook it. It doesn't matter. Is this something that would upset you that much as a fan? I don't think it will. I don't know what the NFL could do that would get people to say, hey, I just can't put up with this. They did it before. They sanctioned people who were calling police officers listening now and across the country racist. That's what that was about. It wasn't about the flag. It wasn't about the military. Stop kidding yourself. It always was about the cops, and the country was racist. So when you do something like that and people still come back to the sport overwhelmingly, the NFL knows what they have. People want NFL football. All right, I'd love to get you in, particularly if you're an Eagles fan. Are you surprised at this? Or are you saying, yeah, I don't like it, but you're right. The product is so overwhelming that people are really not going to reject it. It's almost impossible to reject it. There's nothing bigger in Philadelphia. They've been bigger than any pop culture thing, that the phenom that I can think of. And it's even bigger now. So 855-839-1210. You get on board. That, Brian Kilmeade here at 1230. I think Kilmeade did a very good job interviewing President Trump. I think he's in Trump's corner. But I think he went back to the question, why is it necessary to say that somehow or another Russia didn't invade Ukraine on this day? That's the truth. Well, that'll get in way of the negotiation, is what Pete Hegseth said. Does it? Does it really get in that way? I mean, attacking Zelensky in large measure is on point. Ukraine is corrupt beyond almost any place imaginable. That's on point. But it's also on point to say Putin is a stone-cold killer. 855-839-1210. All right, lines open, top of the show. Brian Kilmeade, 1230, here on Talk Radio 1210. All right,
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
I'm Giordano Show. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. Give you the side question in a moment. And Larry Krasner at it again. I'll take you through my weekend, getting a tip on Saturday night about what was going to be dropping about Krasner and a guy who's been convicted of rape and an endorsement by said ward leader, allegedly. Martina White will be here at 1:30. She's the first public official that's really come forward on this, and I was tracking it with three or four sources because, you know, again, just because it's Krasner, we're going to be reliable and accurate on this stuff. But, again, we're a few weeks in, right, since the Super Bowl, period of time where you hear about invitations extended in White House, and then it's a timely manner fitting a team schedule and all that. And this never was an issue. I don't know how many other people ever refused to go to the White House because of a president that was there. So it comes down to this. Is Trump really that much different? You're playing into this type of thing. And this one player, with the quotes with the U.S. Sun, saying, well, we're not going to forget what he said about us. All we did was stand up against racism. Now, all you did was kneel down in an unstudied manner against the cops. And or, as far as I can tell, saying that America's racist. I mean, let's just articulate the message. We don't want to be doing so dramatic here with the NFL. What was the message of taking a knee and doing all that? What was the message of that? I told you what the message was to me. And again, I excuse, I don't think it was anti-military or the anthem, how dare they, and all that. It always was about the cops, and then it sort of morphed into, this is a racist country. Really? You want to stand on that hill? Identify yourself. Tell us about that. All right, let's go to Brian in Fairmount. Brian's first in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Brian, afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Tom. I think it's complete disrespect. 1 month in, trying to start a new leaf, and... you know, they're supposedly going to refuse to go there. I want some transparency at the very least. I want the Inquirer, somebody say, what's the vote on this? Is this just Lurie as a dictator making the call by himself? Do the players have a vote? What is the vote? Is it 50-50? Is it one against 99?
According to the information we have, I don't think Lurie would dictate that. The captain, Wayne Johnson, said at one point it would be a vote of the players. I think it was. And apparently the argument is it was overwhelmingly against.
Wow. That's I am, you know, lifelong Philadelphian, loved the good stuff for the city. But I just think this is so disrespectful. It just really puts me against the team, actually.
It is, particularly the quote, Brian, when you ask for transparency, the quote that I find the most disturbing, direct quote, says the Sun, that we don't forget how we were criticized when we were just standing against racism. And what racism is that? It's the cops. That's who they're going against. That's who they're always going against. I don't think the police should police any of their games. None of the NFL teams did this. They shouldn't police their games.
All I'm going to say, I think Trump on the next home game of the Eagles should not authorize federal funds for that flyover at the link. I don't think there should be any more federal funds coming to that link with the military jets.
Well, that's certainly, I mean, that's what he's dealing with the Maine governor. So this isn't a violation of a law, but you're right. This is another direct shot, and particularly the rationale given that Trump was critical of NFL players for standing against racism. Well, what racism? Who's the racist? Thank you, Brian. Thank you very much. I mean, this is, he's right. This is what should be drawn out. I don't think it'll happen. I don't think it's Jeff Lurie. I think it's a vote of the players. And I told you this was going to happen. Trump is not, he's still radioactive in Philadelphia. And these players, you see, the quote was, we don't like the criticism that happened. All we were doing was standing against racism. Well, racism by whom? Racism is not a thing you're standing against. It's racist. Who are the racists? And all that I can remember going back to that, it's incidents involving a cop, so cops. And then it morphed into, well, the country's racist, and that's why we're doing this. We still go through that. I mean, to the best of my knowledge, I don't know if Villanova players come out of the locker room and stand for the national anthem now. This started under Jay Wright. If they do, good for them. But in the past, they stayed in the locker room. This type of antics. Like, who is this? Articulate it. Who's the racist here? Who's doing something to you? Are there racists in America? Of course. They're racist all over the world. Could you be a victim of racism? Yes. We all acknowledge that. But doing this public interruption, yeah, and we've been through this. If you started taking a knee for Second Amendment rights, or you took a knee because you don't like how Trump was persecuted under lawfare, people wouldn't say, oh, you have every right to do that. But if you vaguely say racism, you get away with it. Well, it's not racism. Who's the racist? All right, let me give you the side question. Dr. J turned 75 the other day. I happened to be listening down the hall to WIP, and they were like, wow, that's it's hard to believe Dr. J is 75. He still looks great. He's still the coolest guy. I've come around to not think of him as necessarily one of the 20 best basketball players ever. He's kind of limited when you really look at it. But as far as electric, there was nothing like him coming down on a fast break. So we're looking for a doctor, real or fictional, in history. I'll take off the board Hippocrates, the Hippocratic Oath. All right, that's a pretty good doctor. And I'll take off the board Jonas Salk.
Of course.
Who I think does not get enough renowned. He is a top 10 figure of the last 50 to 70 years, polio vaccine. And a fun one, I watch it often enough, Dr. Richard Kimball.
Ah. Yeah. The Fugitive.
Fugitive, yeah.
Yeah,
and
love that.
Henry, it wasn't the film. The Fugitive was the biggest show on TV. I think it went on for years until the one-armed man finally appeared in the last episode.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Had to get him eventually.
It was huge. What's yours?
I didn't kill my wife. I don't care.
Yes, exactly.
Great line. So, yeah you took some real doctors and one fictional off. I'm going to take off two fictional ones.
Okay.
How about Dr. Henry Walton Jones Jr.? That name sound familiar?
Vaguely, but I don't know.
Yeah,
why.
Maybe you know him better by his other name. That'd be Indiana Jones.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah
that's a great one.
Yep. His full name.
Doctor.
And then the other one I'm going to take, no one's ever seen this person in real life, and that would be Dr. Pepper. Those 23 flavors
that's
it's got.
Right. Dr. Yeah,
no
Pepper's
one's
good. Yeah.
No one's ever seen the doctor. Is the doctor in? Who knows?
All right. That is outside the box. Dr. Pepper could have been a possible winner. All right, so think long and hard on that. The Eagles situation, Larry Krasner. Now, you should know this. When we talked to Martina, our buddies at Philly Crime Update, they're unbelievable covering crime in Philadelphia. They say this ward leader, who it's alleged Todd Shepard's got a big piece up on, and he's great as an investigative reporter, endorsed Krasner. He will not be sentenced for the rape conviction until May 21st, which is after the primary. And Philly Crime Update says they believe this guy, this ward leader in West Philly, controls or influences about 8% of the total vote in the DA's race. I think they said 59,000 turned out the last time. I think it'll be more this time. But his area was about 8% of that. So you can see he's a key player. 8% is a lot. You want to keep that guy out there working for you. Has the Inquirer reported on this? Have any of the local media? No. Martina White put it up on Twitter. So did Sergeant Mark Fassetta. And we'll see what the rest of the media says about it. Do they report on this? All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is push pound 1210. Our buddy Brian Kilmeade coming up from Fox and Friends and a million other things. We'll find out what he's up to in that big interview with the president. We'll take you inside it with him. Hey, February is American Heart Month. It's a great time to focus on all aspects of cardiac care, exercising, eating healthfully, heart-friendly foods, and also being mindful of your dental health. Now, you know that plaque buildup can actually lead to bacteria growth, which sometimes can lead to conditions like endocarditis or arterial sclerosis. So now it's a great time to schedule an appointment with board-certified prosthodontist Dr. Robert Bentz at the Bentz Dental Group. Dr. Bentz works with hundreds of patients to not only improve their smiles and their confidence, but even more importantly, maximize their oral health, because that's the key to overall health. Heart disease can strike at any age. So can these big dental challenges. So if you have concerns about your oral health, give Dr. Bentz a call, 610-272-6949. Or visit them at BentzDentalGroup.com. That's 610-272-6949. Bentz Dental Group, say it with a smile. All right, Dr. Giordano's show. Momentarily, we'll be joined by Brian Kilmeade. I'm looking at a Harris poll I'll ask Kilmeade about. That's really good news for President Trump. 9 points above water, meaning he's above the 50-50 line with how he's doing. More importantly, independents, 45 to 44, support what he's doing. Women, 47 to 45. Wow, women. Hispanics, 50 to 43. That's not so rare. Did very well with Hispanics. Asians, 47 to 46. And suburbanites, 50 to 46. Wow, suburbanites. So this overall surge, and I think particularly unmasking any number of the waste, fraud, and abuse in government is certainly working. You know, whatever the quirks are along the road here, those things are pushing him forward. Now, Brian Kilmeade had this big interview with Trump. I guess it was on Friday, and the sticking point was around saying that, yes, Russia did invade, not the other way around, or not that Ukraine was culpable in that. And they went back and forth quite a bit. And ultimately, I think Trump did say that, sort of. But there were any number of other things they talked about in the interview that were really good. And just wanted to catch up with him on a couple of things. He'll be coming up sometimes here. There's a little disconnect. Here are the phone lines, 855-839-1210. So the Eagles story and Krasner, the Inquirer has not reported on this yet. I mean, Martina White is a major player in Philadelphia. She's a force in Harrisburg. She'll be here at 1:30. She tweeted out, Todd Shepard's got this report. Are they at least asking Larry Krasner about picking up the endorsement of a guy that his office convicted of rape of a minor, I think a 13-year-old, and he'll be sentenced by this judge, who's usually in the Krasner camp, the day after the primary? That way, this guy, who according to, Philly Crime Update, who are very good, controls or influences about 8% of the vote in the DA's race. Now, people like Dugan and all that, they're all over it. It's stunning, though. Is that not something you want to report on? You want to give the Krasner side? That's fine. You want to say, hey, it's a judge that put this off till after the primary. But will he renounce the endorsement? And it's not just that he was convicted in the distant past. It's an ongoing thing here that he's involved in the sentencing. I was tipped off on this on Saturday night, sitting there waiting for Roe in a giant supermarket. And the people that did it said, you'll see. So I started checking through other sources, and it didn't. It took until yesterday before we started to see that, yeah, this is a fact. This is a case that has to be answered for. Will the rest of the media just ask the question on this? And again, they should ask this judge why it's the day after the primary that the sentencing, I'm sure she'll say coincidence. All right, let's go to Michael in Wilmington. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Michael, welcome in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.
I have an idea that maybe that Trump and the Eagles fans can come up as winners on this thing. And even your show and Rich's show later on do it. Have the president invite 250 or 200 of the top Eagles fans from Philadelphia to come down to the White House. Have a competition. Send an email, a text, a TikTok video, something that promotes it. Put the fans first.
That's not a bad idea. I remember in 2017, there were going to be something like 1,000 fans there, Michael, somewhere at the White House. And right. I don't know, Trump mentioned that when saying how bad it was that the Eagles wouldn't go. But I like that. We'll tell our sources exactly that. Invite Eagles fans. They'll go.
Yeah. Load up five buses and say you actually get to go in the White House, have a big thing on the lawn, weather permitting. Make it. And if some of the players want to show up, that's great. Invite them, too. And if they don't want to show up, have them there.
What's your sense? My sense is I predicted this. That things have not changed with professional athletes, particularly the Eagles. You heard some of the statements. And even though Trump did better this time than 2016, it doesn't matter. They're saying we have the power you know you're going to watch. The NFL has proven this. So we're going to do what we want.
I think there's a lot of overpaid narcissists that it's always a bit rich when people who are making, what, $5, $10, $20, $30 million a year talk about how they're victims of racism, and they're celebrated by hundreds of thousands of millions of people for playing a sport, and they consider themselves as political commenters. They're performers. We're there to watch them perform. We're watching athletic prowess and expertise. We're not really there to hear their political opinions. And if you want to snub the White House or snub the rest of the country, fine, you can snub them, but there's plenty of fans. The fans are the ones that really make the team. If you put the Eagles in an empty stadium, it wouldn't be much of a sport. There'd be nothing to watch.
Yeah, I will pass that on. I think that's a really good idea, and I think a lot of people would do that. Michael, thank you. Do you have a doctor?
Dr. J, obviously.
All right. Well, that's his day, so we already have him. Yeah, we'll pass that on to the White House. I think the last time this happened, Trump said something like 1,000 Eagles fans were going to be there. But the direct quote says, we haven't forgotten that. We're being criticized just by speaking out against racism. Stop it already. Just tell me. I don't want to hear about this speaking out about racism. I want to know who are the racists that you're speaking about. And apparently, started with the cops in general and the country. You know, it's a lot easier to be saying all this stuff, well, you're criticizing us for speaking out against racism. No, we're not. We're criticizing you for using this platform, I am, to attack the cops. That's what you're doing. At least that time, that's what you're doing. And I also resent, I don't think you know a whole lot. I don't think you can articulate this. Let's hear you articulate it. Let's hear you stop saying things about, how could we go there? We represent a city and state pushing for equal rights, respect, and values that respect every human being. Oh, stop it already. Stop it already with Philadelphia. You can't possibly believe that, can you? That's the rationale for not going with Trump, because he doesn't support respect and human respect. Well, you can spell Eagles at least. 855-839-1210 will get you on board. Gary in Newtown here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary, welcome in.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Good.
I can't agree with you more than you're 1,000% correct with respect to the Eagles. Nothing that they do will never replace us watching them. And cheering them on every week. And it's unfortunate. And I wish that that previous caller had a great idea, and I wish that they could take a vote of the players, no different than a vote in Congress, and say, which jersey do I want to buy or support or not?
Right. I hear you. Yeah, well, it doesn't surprise me, though, Gary, that this has happened. I would have predicted it. Some of them may be fearful that they believe everybody's against Trump because they're in the bubble, so they'd be afraid to be seen as supporting Trump. And again, how many times do we have to go through this? You're not supporting Trump. It's the office of the presidency.
Agreed. So I will say, my comment with respect to Ukraine is that, Russia is the largest country on the planet with respect to landmass. I think it goes 8, 10, or 12 time zones. It goes from Western Europe all the way to the Pacific Ocean, and it's got China at the bottom. It's got Japan on the east.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look out over history, that's a lot to cover militarily. So when they put the red line in the sand, as in NATO said we are never going to bring Ukraine into NATO. Okay, no problem. And then it all started with President Clinton asking, and then it ended with Kamala Harris actually saying publicly, "We're bringing NATO in." And I'm not disagreeing with you with respect to Putin. He is a cold stone killer, but he is going to reinforce that red line. And unfortunately,
wait a minute though. But Gary, yeah. A couple of things. Where's any evidence that NATO is ever attacking anyone? There is none on that. And two, I see this more clearly. This would not have happened. Let's say somebody in the Trump administration said, yeah, they might be in NATO someday. Putin was not going to attack then. And the reason is he had fear of Trump. He had no fear of Biden. That's why he attacked.
Well, I don't want to agree or disagree. I will say that, unfortunately, my opinion is that Russia is in a stronger position now than they've ever been. And I would bet that part of their negotiations with Trump is that he will say that we're not going to put NATO in Ukraine. That's my personal belief.
Yeah, it might come down to that. Ultimately, yeah, I think it could. Who's your doctor, Gary?
You've had him on many times. He is a brilliant doctor. And he is probably the bane of the people who love abortion, Dr. Ben Carson.
That's a great one. He's not just a great doctor. His hands were inspired by God. There's no other explanation. I don't care what you say. I've interviewed him a million times. And it just seems to me no human could do what he did in some of those operations.
Conjoined twins at the head.
Yeah, it was like 23 hours. He's just blessed that he could stay up that long.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yes. You can't explain it. And in person, he's not this high octane type of guy where I could see it. No, he's very slow. I mean, that type of thing. Yeah. How's that possible? That's the only thing it tells me. All right. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that all-time doctor, your reaction to the Eagles, your reaction to Krasner. And we're scouring the countryside. Brian Kilmeade has like 8 jobs. The guy, he truly is the hardest working guy in show business. It's stunning to me. I know he's on a tour too, but we hope to get him on to talk about his insight with President Trump. And I'll tell you who, if you missed it, at CPAC, who was the choice to be the nominee for the Republican Party in 2028. Yeah, they do it at CPAC over the weekend. They always have to have that poll. And who was in second place? Oh, my God. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom time here. So CPAC, yeah, it's gotten really young, very, very, even more conservative over the last 4 or 5 years. They have their annual poll, either who should be the nominee or who's going to be the nominee. And this time, a year like this, way out until 2028. Now, I thought they would vote Trump. I know. Constitutionally and the whole thing. But they did not. They said J.D. Vance. I'll come back to Vance in a second. Second place with 14% was Steve Bannon. Oh, my goodness. All right. So back to Vance. Do you remember the moments when people were starting to say, you know, this guy Vance, this is a lot of problem. I think it was around the cat lady time. Could he be a drag on the ticket? But then after what Vance did with Waltz in the vice presidential debate, people were, oh, that's what we were sold. That's what's there. Now, saying that J.D. Vance, though, is the heir to MAGA, in intellectual thought and the way it works and all, I guess, I don't see him, though, as exactly, you know, moving the needle in a Trumpian way. Does that indicate there's no other Trump out there, you know, or anything like that? The style I'm talking about. It's not Vance. So you can see there'll be a drop off. But at this point, he's the next best thing. Marco Rubio was up there somewhat. You know, he's Secretary of State now, and Rubio always could be a contender. So it will be interesting to see how this plays out. Will people say, yeah, we got to continue with the same mindset? Or will you see a shift around this, though? Coming from CPAC, pretty interesting. All right, we may reschedule with Brian Kilmeade. I'm not sure. I know he's a really busy guy, but he the interview he did with President Trump was pretty good on a number of fronts. I wanted to ask him, too, about what we've been talking about the last few days, the Doge dollars, and also Elon Musk saying, tell us the five things you did last week that justify your job. Now, the claim today from the Musk people, or Musk, is that he was trying to flesh out those that never answer their emails. They're on the rolls, they're being paid, but they're not doing too much. All right. Patel and Hegseth both said, ignore that email. They'll make the determination in defense in the FBI. And we have Kash Patel. I'll play a little bit in the next hour. Very moving opening to what it's like for him, the American dream, to head up the FBI. And I think he and RFK Jr. are going to be where the action is. That's where you're going to see a lot of stuff. All right, we're asking for the all-time doctor. I'm leaving one on the board that I mock by the way that I say it every time it comes up.
I know exactly.
Yeah, so you may want to go. I'll leave it on the board, not too much longer, though. There's a lot of great doctors, real or fictional, either a doctor or a PhD doctor. Or any kind of doctor or doc, like Doc Rivers. I don't know. He's not a bunch of it. Doc Rivers is not operating on me or basketball. I'm not taking any advice. Hey, Doc, what do you think? No, I'm not doing that. Let's go to Chris in South Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom.
Afternoon, Chris. What do you have today?
I was split between my doctors, but I had to go with the Doctor Who. Specifically the 12th Doctor before everything got all woke.
Ah, I didn't know that Doctor Who, I followed it for a little bit. It went woke in what way?
Well, Disney bought it for one thing.
Okay.
And then, like, after the 12th Doctor, everything just went sideways.
All right, Doctor Who's a very good one. By the way, over the weekend, Jane Fonda speaking at the SAG Awards, where I think Kamala Harris looked like she got some award for something that I can't figure out, said that stop downgrading being woke. All being woke means is that you care for people, that you have empathy. That's all being woke means. Oh, isn't that nice? Jane Fonda is just lucky that Americans have short shelf life. I don't even know. So, Henry, what's the first thing that pops in your mind? Not a political position, but associated with Jane Fonda.
Anything? Was she Barbarella, right?
That's pretty good. That's good. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, for a lot of people, and this is even past now, she's through her fourth act. It was the exercise stuff. She was the exercise.
Oh,
she
did I had no thing. Idea.
Oh, yeah. But the thing she's really known for with a lot of people listening now is she was a traitor during the Vietnam War and actually aimed an anti-aircraft gun or had it aimed for her with the Viet Cong at Americans that might be flying over. She didn't actually shoot at them, but it's pretty close to it. And this was at the height of the Vietnam War. Then she became the wife of Ted Turner. Then there was the exercise stuff.
Really?
Now it's the climate. Yeah, she was the first big exercise star, I would say.
Oh, I was more surprised at the Ted Turner stuff.
Oh, yeah, she's married to Ted Turner. Huh. Sure. Oh, she fits right in. Entitlement, the whole thing. Oh, yeah, maniacs, yeah. I don't think she did. Yeah, I think she did the chop, too. Yes, she was caught doing that.
Ugh.
Now she's a climate activist, apparently. All right, coming up, one of our favorites, Beth Ann Rossiga with this. And this is important that where you are, you're asking people about it. We were told, and the media reported, that the PIAA, they set the athletic rules in Pennsylvania, and others were going to follow Trump's executive order. Can't have boys, can't have men in women's sports. I'll play you on Friday. I thought this was the best of Trump, the back and forth with the governor of Maine, who said, I'll see you in court. We're not going to follow this. So the media reports the PIAA says they are going to follow it. But apparently, just like the NCAA, that's not true. So even though we have an executive order here, much, if not all, of Pennsylvania is saying, no, we're going to continue allowing this to be on the books, boys in girls sports. That's straight ahead with Beth Ann Rossiga on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.